This is The State for Friday, March 22nd, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm Rachel Fulton. Kicking off the day with some campus news, the structure of Michigan State University's Board of Trustees was upended on March 3rd when the board voted to refer two of its own to the governor for potential removal and to strip them of their duties. Over 2 weeks since the historic late-night Sunday vote, MSU now has information on precisely what that means. While embattled trustees Rima Vassar and Dennis Dino can still attend meetings and vote, they'll miss out on several perks, according to an MSU spokesperson. These suspicions last until December 31st of this year, when the board's term ends. The board barred Vassar and Dino from participating in all board-related activities, excluding their duties as publicly elected officials. But Vassar and Dino can still attend formal and informal meetings and vote, MSU spokesperson Mark Boulian said. That includes meetings for their previous committee assignments, although they've been stripped of their formal roles within them. Vassar and Dino will no longer receive many of the official perks that come with being a trustee. Boulian said they will not be provided tickets or be reimbursed for expenses to attend any games or events. They also won't be reimbursed for any conference registration fees and travel expenses. For our second story, focusing on events and entertainment, MSU's student fashion magazine, VIM, hosted their annual spring fashion show at the Peasant Theater in the Wharton Center last Thursday night. The show featured 38 student designers and 125 student models. The theme was Dawn Till Dusk, with the show split into two halves, the first of which featured daytime looks with lighter color palettes, and the second of which showcased looks tailored to nighttime. To begin the first half of the show, a preview clip was played for the audience, made and directed by members of VIM's film team. Then, when intermission came and the daytime models and designers were done walking, another video played, previewing the nighttime half of the show. Prior to the show, Fashion Relations Business Director Carly Patello said these videos would completely transform the show itself. The entire show was organized, directed, and designed by students. Carly said this was an important part of the event and the work that VIM is doing. The show was a culmination of all the work that VIM, their directors, their designers, and all of the other teams put in over the course of the school year. For our final story of the week focusing on culture, in the latest installment of Speaker Series, the Michigan State University chapter of the National Council of Teachers of English, or also known as NCTE, held a lecture by award-winning educator, author, and MSU alumni Patrick Harris II. During the event, Patrick spoke about his book, The First Five, A Love Letter to Teachers, and shared his experiences working at various districts in the U.S., as well as overseas. Patrick, who identifies as unapologetically Black and queer, noted that Black men make up 1.3% of the workforce. Despite the statistic, he said, his key to success was through honoring sacred identities and stories that make up his humanity, and bringing them to the classroom instead of leaving them at home. Throughout the lecture, he called for students to contemplate their ideal teaching scenarios and stressed the importance of educators prioritizing individuality within their job. Additionally, Patrick urged education students to carefully and intentionally choose what kind of school they settle on, whether private, public, or otherwise, to ensure a proper fit. Lastly, Patrick told students to remember that schools are uniquely positioned to model change. More specifically, he said, the change they wish to see in the world. And to end our last episode of the week, here are a few announcements. Today's weather forecast is predicting snow with a high of 35 and a low of 24. For the rest of the weekend, it looks like it will be mid to higher 30s with sunshine and clouds mixed. Next, here's the MSU home athletic lineup for the weekend. Starting off tonight, men's tennis will take on Nebraska at 6 p.m. at the Indoor Tennis Center. Kicking off tomorrow, gymnastics will compete in the Big Ten Championships at 5:30 p.m. at Jennison Fieldhouse. Hockey will end off the night playing in the Big Ten Championship game against Michigan at 8 p.m. at Munn Ice Arena. Finishing off the weekend on Sunday, men's tennis will go up against Wisconsin at 12 p.m. at the Indoor Tennis Center. For our last announcement, next week we are only going to have episodes air from Monday through Thursday because the following weekend is Easter and I'm taking some family time to celebrate. So thank you so much for joining us here on The State this week, produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And we'll be back next week with more news.